Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 150 here with Ryle.
Yep. Big old milestone for the podcast here, 150. So that means 50 more. That'll be number 200. That's crazy. I estimated it around July 24th or so is whenever we're going to get to 200. Around like July, near the end of July, will be our 200th episode. If we don't take breaks, which I don't think we will.
Maybe.
Well, maybe. Because you're having a kid on the way, yeah. So you might have to take a break for a week or so.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see.
Around July to August will be our 200th, which is really exciting.
Definitely.
But make sure to join our Discord. Link in the description below, like always. I know you go, hey, guys, hate Discord.
And us.
You hate it. And us. Yeah, you don't like us. Why listen to us if you don't like us? Come on now. But, yeah, join our Discord, even though you guys don't really do it. But just do it. We say it anyway.
Yep. All right. So, we went over this, too, but if you watched the Nintendo Switch 2 reveal, they said that they're holding events in April and you could get tickets for those. But scalpers are already screwing over the Switch 2. It's not even pre-orders yet. It's just the event tickets are already on eBay from scalpers.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Okay. Yeah. It says here before I even start reading this article. Like, it was like, there's like a bid on this little thing I see here. There's a bid for 80 euro. What is that in like American?
80 euros?
Yeah. See. And search up 300 euros now. Because for like the full price, it says here is 300 euros for like one of the tickets.
Oh, 80 euros is $83.
Okay, so whoever's selling this is selling this for $83. This is for a bid, but the full price is 300 euros.
300 euros is $311 US dollars.
So they're spending. That's ridiculous. $311.
But those event tickets didn't cost anything to get. You just registered for them. And if you won, you won. If you didn't, then you didn't. Literally anything they make from it's profit because they didn't cost anything.
Yeah, it's a bunch of bull crap, so it is. Stupid scalpers.
Like, I wanted us to go, but I didn't get the register in time.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That would have been cool for the podcast. But
yeah. But we really should have seen this coming, you know, obviously. As reported by our pals, it says here, over at VGC. Tickets for up-and-coming, you know, Nintendo Switch 2 experience, hands-on events, you know, are being listed on eBay. That's where I get my ally.
That's true.
Yeah, works fine. Not on 2K. Oh, it still works good on 2K, it just doesn't connect for some reason.
I think it's just out of power to play online. Like, playing in an NBA game crap is just...
Oh, it's
still better than your other PC. You can't even launch 2K on it.
Sometimes I couldn't.
Get past the loading screen.
I could play, like, you know, sometimes, but there's other times it just doesn't work for some reason. But with Nintendo providing you know, confirmation to prospective, you know, attendees over the last couple of days, it's become clear that, you know, those who have been unsuccessful in their application far away. I don't understand. Why are scalpers selling the tickets though. It's so weird. I know, but that's so weird.
That's what scalpers do.
People are going to be dead. People are going to be desperate to try to switch too early, so they're going to actually buy it because people are retarded.
Mm-hmm.
But no offense. But
no offense.
No offense to you guys out there who are going to buy the tickets, but I don't know why you're going to buy them. $300 is not worth it.
Mm-mm.
Even though I know it's a Switch too, but
you're going to get one eventually anyway.
Time to play it.
Yeah.
You're going to also have a limit. It's not like you're going to get the Switch.
Right. Not early.
So there's
it's not early like, pre-order or anything like.
Yeah. But their application far outweighed those who have been successful. Yeah. Naturally, then a few people have decided to, you know, decide that instead of intending themselves, they're gonna, you know, sell the tickets for some weird reason. What's the point in registering if you're not even
exactly that? I guess just to get money.
I hate people like mm-hmm. that. They're so people do that with the PS5, yeah, everything.
They're gonna do that with the Switch 2 pre-orders.
Yeah. So I gotta make sure I need
to get it.
Actually get the, I need to get the email.
I got the email
because you already have the email. Like
I have the email from GameStop and Best Buy.
There you
go. I'm getting it.
But says here. Where is that? Here. At the time it's writing, a ticket for mail-in is currently available for either a minimum bid of, you know, 80 euros or buy it now at a full price of 300 euros. But according to VGC, you know, many listings have already been removed.
Yeah.
So some people have already bought tickets. Crap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, people are desperate. Not that deep. But the problem with this whole thing is that Nintendo itself, you know, has explicitly stated that Nintendo Switch 2 Experience tickets are non-transfundable. So, you know, it seems unlikely in our eyes that, you know, any potential eBay sale would actually result in a buyer attending the event.
Yeah, so basically,
person who buys it,
don't waste your money.
Basically, yeah, there's no point in wasting your money because you might not even be able to actually use this ticket. So, yeah, don't waste your money. Don't waste $311 if you're from the United States on a ticket.
Yeah.
It says an NBA game. It's not an NBA game. It's not an NFL game. It's just for the Switch 2, which you can wait a few months. Like
we have to.
Yeah. If we have to wait, so do you.
Unless you actually got the tickets fair.
Yeah. But the event itself kicks off in New York and Paris on the 4th of April with various, you know, other global locations holding their own hands-on sessions throughout, you know, the remainder of April and May, ending on the 1st of June in Silica. But, yeah, that's all I have for that topic. Just don't waste your money.
Don't waste money because you might not
even be able to even work the ticket. So I would not recommend it. If you don't believe this, then try it and see what happens to your $300 and something.
Yeah.
Or more. Who knows? And then this is just from one eBay post. So, you know, obviously there could be different prices, etc. So.
All right. So, moving on. So the next God of War game after Ragnarok, it's a rumor that it might be moving to Egyptian mythology instead of Norse. So it went from Greek to Norse and maybe now Egyptian.
I don't know Egyptian gods.
Like, I guess.
The Pharaoh?
Pharaoh, Cleopatra, and crap like that.
Oh, yeah. I've never, you know, obviously kept up with Egyptian stuff, which, like, you know, the other one, yeah, like Norse and all that, but
I'm not big on any mythology. I just like the God of War games.
Yeah. But it says here, Sony's reportedly working on a new God of War game you know, with a surprising new setting, the action series has been widely praised for its 2018 reboot. It's really good. Love the 2018 game. And then I love
Ragnarok just game. Falls right into place after it. I love how it's just complements it. Just
it's right perfect. After.
Yeah, it is perfect.
Right after.
A lot of sequels like change so much crap and then have a bunch of crap happen in between. Like, it's just perfect how it goes. Yeah, Atreus is older, but like it just feels like it's just right after. Like, it just falls into place so nice.
Obviously, a few years went by, but not many.
Not many.
But it says here, obviously, the 2018 reboot took protagonist Kratos out of its traditional Greek mythology setting and prolapped him in the Norse, the world of the Norse gods, Valkyries, and giants to great effect. Both, you know, the eponymous 2018 God of War and its sequel, God of War Ragnarok, received a rave of reviews. But now it's time for God of War franchise to explore new direction. And, you know, one industry insider says he knows what that is. I wonder what the game will be called, though, if it's for Egyptian, like, God of War, something about Pharaoh or something.
I don't know. Like, me personally, I would have liked to have seen one more game in the Norse mythology.
You guys on, like, YouTube or something, comment down below what you guys think, you know,
the name the title of this game should be.
Best one know, we might like, give you a gift card or something.
And I'm sure the game will be good because all the God of War games are good. But, like, I don't know. It's just weird, I think.
I know. Egyptian. Are you going to fight a cat?
Probably.
How they, like, you know,
what the crap's that big cat?
Worship cats.
What the crap's that big cat looking man thing called?
Huh? Isn't that Pharaoh?
Maybe. I don't remember. Egyptians are weird.
I don't. It's weird. They worship cats and everything.
I don't know what the but,
according to insider Daniel Richmond, on his Patreon, we need to set up a Patreon. That's one thing.
Nobody join it because nobody joins our Discord.
Nobody joins the Discord, but still. As reported by the Game Post, Sony may be in the process of hiring actors for the next God of War game. Which may have an Egyptian mythology inspired setting, you know, as I said. This is based on information Richmond, you know, allegedly received from a leaker who says, you know, they told him that Sony is currently casting, you know, Middle Eastern actors for an unknown AAA game. That's the information he got from that. So, Middle Eastern actors from an unknown AAA game. And, you know, it's Sony and AAA game, so you're going to think, like, y'all God of War or something like that.
I hope so.
So, I hope it is God of War. I want another God of War game. That time, it does kind of fit the time frame, too.
4 years between 18 and Ragnarok.
And then
2026 will be 4 years. So I'm sure it wouldn't release this year anyway. So
no.
Might be announced this
year. Time frame. Because they're just now getting actors.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of fits the time frame.
Might be announced this year. Work on it all year and release it next year. Yeah. Maybe.
So it does kind of fit the time frame if you think about it. If they're doing like a 4 year take on both games, like, you know, spacing wise.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it kind of fits it, I guess. But the new God of War game could obviously take place in Egyptian mythology, which I want to see how that is going to turn out and stuff like that.
I think it would be cool because it is just, I mean, it's God of War, so it's going to be awesome because they have all good games.
It is beat the crap out of a cat or something.
Yeah, I'd like to see him punch a cat in the face.
Put Zelda or Pepper in the face.
Cut a cat
in the face. Or Pepper. Going to be in the game, actually.
Probably just going to be mean as crap.
You guys don't really know Pepper. We don't talk about her much, but
she skills walls.
Yeah, she likes walls. She climbs them
for no reason.
Yeah, for zero reason. But that'd be an overpowered boss fight. You know, Kratos can't climb walls.
That's true.
But, you know, Richmond is a frequent leaker of all things movie, TV, and video games. So there are some merit to his, you know, assertion that Sony is working on the next God of War game. Obviously, this isn't an announcement. We aren't announcing this. It's just a rumor. But it's set amid Egyptian mythology. However, you know, nothing on the matter has been yet confirmed or denied by Sony. So Sony hasn't even denied it either. They haven't even denied it's a God of War game. So that's another good sign that it might be a God of War game. But there's literally nothing else really to it. All talking about is like some of the voice actors, you know, from the previous games, possibly. You know, like, obviously, like, you know, Kratos. He's most likely going to be this going to be the same voice actor. Oh, and everything, yeah, like that. But I don't know about the other ones, because Atreus is going to be older. It might be the... No, I'd say it might be the same voice actor as the Atreus in Ragnarok. I'd say it won't be that far apart, because at the end of Ragnarok, Atreus kind of went out on his own.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure majority of you guys played Ragnarok. So
do you think, if since he went off on his own, do you think it might be him being a protagonist instead of Kratos?
It might be, and then Kratos might come later on.
I think a God of War without Kratos, period, would suck.
Boy of War.
Yeah, like, because how are you going to name it God of War when Atreus isn't the God of War? You know?
Yeah.
And he went off, he left Kratos to search for the giants, which is in Norse mythology. What, do you think if they were going to continue Atreus' story, they would continue in Norse?
What I think, then, I think Kratos is going to go on, since he doesn't have Atreus with him, so he doesn't have to worry about, like, protecting him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I think he's going to go on to Egyptian. He's going to move on.
Maybe.
Because how he had to deal with Odin and Thor on all that, mm-hmm, in that area, you know, like the Norse. Yeah.
Right.
I think he's going to use the Nine Realms thing or whatever to travel to the Egyptian, you know, mythology, and then we'll see what happens there. I think, that's what I think. If I'm right, give me $1,000.
Give me $1,000. That's a good point. So maybe, and that would open up a good spinoff series with Atreus.
Yeah.
To that's keep what I him I in Norse, make... searching for the giants, give him a good spin-off series that way, but still, the main God of War games need to have Kratos, because he is the God of War. He's not the God of War in Norse, because there's already a God of War in Norse, but he's still the God of War, you know, that everybody knows. Atreus isn't the God of War.
He's actually still technically the God of War for Greek.
For Greek, mythology. Yes.
Even though he's not there,
he's still the God of War.
The God of
Greek.
He kind of killed off every.
That's a good point. I think that would be a good spinoff series. Don't call it God of War, but call it something that people obviously know who you're talking about. Atreus from God of War, you know. But
yeah, that'd be something cool. Like,
I'd like to see I'd play a spinoff series with Atreus, but I wouldn't. God of War without Kratos.
A spinoff series would be good, especially him like looking for the giants and stuff like that. That'd be
continue
really
the Norse story with, even if Kratos isn't in that story.
But obviously, Kratos didn't kill off like how he killed off the Greeks. Yeah, he didn't kill off everyone like that. So then the myth, the Norse, everything's still there. Just a few gods are dead or whatnot. But
yeah, he just killed a few this time.
Oh. It does say here, Sony followed up the Norse saga with something like God of War, Eorthria.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So that could be a possible title. I don't know.
But the Norse series.
It said they followed up with, you know, the Norse. This is the. But the Norse series Sega was something like God of War, Erythia? E-T-U-R-E.
They did, or they are going to?
If.
Okay.
Yeah. So that could be a possible title. E-T-R-U-R-I-A. I'm not really sure how you say that. I guess that kind of makes sense. The Egyptian stuff. Heaven, yeah. But that could be the possible title. I'm not sure, though. Obviously, we'll figure that out in the future.
The God of War series is now 25 years old. Or no, I'm sorry, 20 years old. It came out in 2005. Yeah. It's actually sad. They should release something for the 20th anniversary. Like, maybe, like, the first... Yeah.
They're going. They're most
three,
likely
four, going to. They're like six games. The first six games: God of War 1, 2, yeah. 3, Ascension, Ghost of Sparta, and Chains of Olympus. Release those because all of those came out before 2018. So release all those in a pack for PC and consoles. That would be pretty cool.
Or and also they could what they could do they could put Ragnarok and original 2018. In a pack as well, like a little deluxe kind of thing too.
Yeah,
and maybe remaster 2018, even though it doesn't need it. They could do a remaster 2018 as well,
or they could remake 1, 2, and 3, or the first six, like I said, like because I think Ascension, Ghost of Sparta, and Chains of Olympus, all three were PSP titles.
Yep,
and then 1, 2, 3 console.
Three, I'm not sure.
I know they remade God of War 1 and 2 on PS3, and then obviously God of War 3 did come out on PS3. They might have remade 3 on the PS4 or something. I'm not sure.
They did, because I have a disc.
They just released the remade versions in a pack. And then Ascension, Ghost of Sparta, and Chains of Olympus were PSP titles, so I don't think those have been remade yet.
Yeah. Oh, it does say something about the landmarks here though, like the Egyptian type landmarks. Like landmarks inspired by the vast, barren, Sahara desert and lush, fertile Nile valley would make a great aesthetic change for the Norse. You know how like the Bifrost and all that.
Yeah.
So you know, obviously, you know, the landscape is going to be like desert, like say like Assassin's Creed Origins.
Right.
That game is like Egyptian based because you know Origins. It makes sense.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't really like that game. That's when they like started changing the combat more and stuff. I don't like the combat. Sucks now.
Started being washed.
Yeah. Like the stories will be good, but the gameplay, like how the gameplay is now, it's not like a basic, you know, just clicking, you know, X or square to hit people. You gotta like use your triggers and stuff like that. I don't like it. But yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I really do hope this is true that there might be an Egyptian.
This is one of my most favorite series, especially like I like the original God of War games, but I think 2018 and Ragnarok are just so much better than those original games because they went from being like a complete hack and slash to an actual adventure story driven game. And I love 2018 and Ragnarok. So God of War is one of my top five gaming series because of those two games. I mean, at least I like the original ones too, but just since they went to the adventure and story.
They went to more story, even though the original games were story-based, they're more hack and slash.
Hack and slash. Well, these ones are more driven to story and puzzles and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, there were puzzles and stuff and the original games, but not
as nearly as many
difficult.
Like, yeah,
as well. Just I like the newer games more, even though obviously you can't hate the older games.
No, they're good games. They're just not as good.
Yeah, I think that's what I think. People are gonna hate on us for
that's
this.
Fine.
You're like, oh, dude,
join our Discord and fight us about it.
Yeah, come on, fight us about it. Let's go. But we can move on to the next topic.
All right. Our last topic is PS Plus games and PS4 games might be being phased out by 2026.
The Lakers are blowing out the Wizards.
I know. I'm watching the game while we're recording. It's 45-78 at halftime.
Got a notification. I know we aren't on our gaming podcast, but
yeah, I'm watching. I'm actually watching the Cavs and Hawks too. They're both halftime now, but
we're doing like that split screen kind of.
Kind of. I have two different windows open, so while I have my notes beside of it, I have the games right beside.
Fashion's just focusing on NBA.
Them both. But yeah, Sony might be cutting out PS Plus games and PS4 games by 2026.
Come on. We just lost gold not too long ago. Mm-hmm. Now we're going
to
lose.
To be fair, PS Plus is kind of washed. Like, it's not like Game Pass. Like, anybody can just go and play these games. You have to have a PlayStation.
Yeah.
Which is stupid. I would get PS Plus if that was the case. Like, I can just do whatever.
You know, they might make a certain type of Game Pass thing. Sony might.
Maybe.
That might
be why
they're
phasing it out.
Canceling, you know, like
or
exactly
they just
what
realize it's a stupid idea, kind of like the PS Porter.
You hater.
I don't care.
And it's $200 for a thing you can't leave your house with, so it's a bunch of bullcrap.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
But Sony is cutting PlayStation 4 games from its PlayStation Plus Essential monthly games. So they might keep PlayStation Plus, but they might not do PS4 games. It might only do PS5 games.
Oh, yeah, I see that. I think they should just do away with PS Plus altogether because, like I said, stupid. You have to
and
have
do
PlayStation.
Like Game Pass or something like that.
Yeah.
That would be the smarter option, to be honest.
I know a few
you.
People that would get PS Plus if you didn't have to have a PlayStation.
I know a lot of people.
I know I would. I know a couple others would that I know. So I know a lot more in the whole world would.
Oh, easily. That'd be a listen, Sony. That's a good sales opportunity.
It is a good sales opportunity because you have so many older IPs, like from the original PlayStation up to the PS5, that you could put in that, and people could play like Game Pass, download it, play it over cloud, whatever. I mean, obviously, don't just do the cloud. Sony, do it download too. Give us the option like Game Pass. Yeah. Don't just do cloud because cloud's trash. But I understand people that use cloud if they don't have storage. That's fine. Give them the option. But I want the option to download, not like the PS Portal. It's only cloud. Don't get me wrong, Sony. Yeah. Don't get confused of what I'm saying.
You got to have a download version too. So the cloud, see the cloud version, if your internet's terrible, it'll look bad.
Yeah, and the input lag will be awful. Yep.
So do download a version as well. But it says here, as I said, you know, they're cutting PS4 games from PlayStation Plus in January of next year. So a year from now, they're going to solely focus on PlayStation 5, which it makes sense because, you know, PlayStation 4 came out 12 years ago. That's crazy to think about, but it came out 12 years ago. The PlayStation blog post, which revealed, February 2025's monthly titles, also included an update of the monthly game subscribers can obtain at no extra cost each month, and the Game Pass, style subscription service. As we shift to PS5, PS4 games will no longer be a key benefit and will only be occasionally offered for PlayStation Plus monthly games and game catalogs, Sony said. So PlayStation 4 games might get on there sometimes, but that's just probably to get for PS5 if you want to play like story. It might be like, say, God of War 2018 or something like that, like older base games, like probably story mode games.
Right.
So
most of their bigger PS4 titles they've already remastered.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I don't know. They wouldn't have to go to PS Plus.
Yeah, I know. But it says here, they said this won't affect the monthly titles, you know, players have already obtained. Though game catalog titles will still be available to play until they leave the catalog as part of the monthly refresh. We'll continue to evolve the experience for PlayStation Plus and optimize the benefits you could receive, including the exclusive discounts, online multiplayer access, online game save storage, and more, Sony added. As we shift our focus to the PS5, we look forward to adding, you know, obviously new PlayStation 5 titles monthly for you to enjoy. So they're just going to try to get rid of, you know, as many PlayStation 4 titles. They're not going to, obviously, you know, there is going to be titles you can use, the games you've already gotten from PlayStation Plus for PS4.
Yeah.
You can still play those, but they're going to fully get rid of, you know, PlayStation 4 titles in general, basically, besides like a few games, you know, probably most likely story games, because. Yeah. So they're not getting rid of PS Plus. Okay. They're just changing.
Yeah, I read the title wrong then. Just the PS4 games, yeah, from PS Plus.
I see what you get. Yeah. I see how you get confused though. But yeah, they're not going to get rid of PlayStation Plus. They're just going to change it to only PS5 games, mainly being the essential source for PlayStation Plus. But it says here, you know, the PlayStation 4 arrived in 2013 and was followed up by the PS5 7 years later in 2020. It's been over a decade since the former came out now, and now, you know, more than 4 years since the, you know, latter, Sony said. Many of our players are currently playing on the PS5 and shifted towards redeeming and accessing PlayStation 5 titles. It's unclear if Sony will change the PS Plus games catalog offerings to put PS4 games in the classic catalog or not. They might put PlayStation 4 games like with, you know, like PlayStation 1.
I'd say they'll wait a couple years probably to make it classic.
Yeah, they're going to wait, but, you know, PS4 games will eventually be put in the classics catalog and stuff. Obviously, I'd say around near the PS6.
Yeah.
That'd probably be, you know, in 2026 or longer. So. Yeah. That's all I have for that. There's not much to it. Just, you know, PS5 games are going to start being the main, you know, games for PS Plus and stuff like that.
All right. Well, that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you guys for listening. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts, personal Twitch, Kick, YouTube account, our podcast, Discord, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, all of our socials, and our bar merch on TeePublic. Rylan, do you have anything else?
Just, you know, as Ashton said, follow our socials, join our Discord as well. You guys don't like doing that, but join our Discord, follow our sports podcast, and just, you know, all our socials in general.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.